Well, I know record-wise it did. You always wanted to have a better record. No question, you face a tougher than nails schedule with all the great RPAC schools and you know, RPAC conference tournaments like that. And it's a great kids to coach and everything. You know, this kids, you would have liked to win a little bit more, but they did what they did. And I know you got a lot of, you played a lot of youngsters. That's the big thing. You played a lot of some freshmen that got their feet wet for the first time this year, didn't they?
I did. We were a young team, and you know, that when you play a young team and a lot of freshmen, there's a lot of pressure there. It's a big difference going from eighth grade junior high volleyball and stepping onto the varsity court of high school, and especially as you said, with the conference that we have, boy, we have a lot to be proud of out here in our area, because there are some good volleyball players and some teams and some excellent coaches, and we're part of a good group. And we, you know, it's a lot of pressure for those young girls who, you know, one of them was out for all summer and the first month of our season with a bad ankle sprain, and she came around, worked hard to get back, Clara Hilker, and you know, I was really proud of her, and she stepped up, but all of them did, and they got some experience under their belt, and they've got a great future ahead of them in getting to be on the varsity court as much as they were.
I know a couple of seniors. Gosh, you love your seniors, and of course, one especially, it's near and dear to your heart, playing their final matches, and those couple, I think it's just, correct me if I'm wrong, three of them that were seniors, they played a lot of volleyball for you the last couple of years, didn't they?
They really did. Naomi, Sabrina, and Berkeley all played a lot of volleyball, and you know, they're great girls. I've really been coaching them since junior high, and they're probably glad to be done with me. But we've had a lot of good times together, and they've turned into really good volleyball players. I know basketball is more Berkeley sport. Sabrina's really good at basketball. Unfortunately, not going out this year, but. They really were good leaders, and you know, it was a good season with them, and it's always sad to see it done, but they were a good group. Very proud of them.
Yep, Berkeley played. I mean, her high school career, she kind of floated around a couple of different positions the last couple of years. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
She did. She was my setter. Her and Sabrina were my setters in junior high, but she did. She floated, and she was libero. And then, you know, we really, the first at least half of this season, I was still moving things around and trying to figure out what was going to work for us. And, you know, I know that was hard on them to not be playing the same way, the same positions every time. But, you know, it just took us a long time to really figure out what we needed to do and where I was going to put everybody. So, they struggled with that, but that's what I felt like I needed to do. And so I, Berkeley started out as my setter, but then I honestly just needed her back as libero. And so I, you know, tried to run the 5-1 with Grace Andrews as a freshman, and she's an excellent setter. Didn't feel like it quite was working for us, so I went back to 6-2. But Berkeley did a phenomenal job as our libero this year, and Riley Bond and Grace really stepped up as setters and did a good job there, and finally had to just stick with a rotation and go with it the rest of the season. But it was a struggle to figure out where to put everybody, Rich.
You mentioned the underclassmen, Clara Hilker as a freshman, Emma Strand. It seems like she's maybe she might get as tall as her dad one of these days. Candace Carpenter is another one. Riley Baugh's underclassmen. So you got a lot of girls. Once again, makeup, a pretty good makeup of team of coming up for next fall, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They'll be a talented team. There'll be some eighth graders coming up in that freshman group again too that will help a lot. But yeah, Emma really came around throughout the season as an outside. She got better as it went. Clara did a phenomenal job on the right side. She will do whatever she needs to do. She will do whatever you ask her to do. The most coachable, driven kid that I've probably ever coached. And that girl's got a huge heart and love for volleyball. So I'm excited to see what she does. Cadence came around there in the middle and started getting some blocks up for us, and that was helpful. But yeah, there's going to be Desi Farner will come around, and she'll be didn't get a ton of playing time, but she will be good as well in the front row. So they're going to have some talent for a little bit there, and I'm excited to watch and see what they'll do.
There are a lot of numbers coming up from the eighth grade of the freshman class that will help with numbers for next year.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of numbers, but I think there will be some Spitfires in there that will contribute, at least challenge those upperclassmen to keep their positions. And there's some athleticism in that class. It's small in numbers, small in size, but they will definitely help.
Now, Coach, you can tell me if you want to record this. Are you coming back next year?
You know, Rich, I am not. Come back.
Have you announced that yet?
I did to my my team and my administrator. So,
okay, just
yeah.
Do you want to say anything or just not right now?
It's up to you. I certainly don't mind, but we don't have to either.
It's up to you. I'll you know, it's news, so it's, and if it's releasable, it's up to you.
We certainly can.
All right. And Coach, I do believe the past year, past fall was the final one for you as head coach of the Arapahoe squad. Is that right?
That is right, Rich. Yep. I students sued over the decision and talked to Dan a lot about it, and I just felt like it's probably the right thing for me in my life to step down at this time and give up that head coach position. It's a little heartbreaking for me and hard to do just because my love for the kids is really hard to give up. It's a huge commitment, as you know, having a head coach in your household. There's a lot to it, and the last few years, 4 years, have been really a great experience for me, and feel like we made a little bit of headway, but, you know, it's just trying to run two businesses and my kids are all over the board as far as age goes, so it's been a lot on my plate, and so I think it's just the best decision for myself and family that I think somebody else will be able to step into that spot and do a really good job, and I think I'll just let somebody else have that.
As I said earlier, you wear many, many hats, and so that takes a lot of your time, and you don't have too much time for yourself, do you?
No, there's never really any time for myself, which is fine. I prefer to work all the time anyway. So, you know, that's been my whole life. I've always been wired that way. So I love that. I love the competition. I love working with kids and coaching them. And the other challenges that come along with head coach are good for you. It's good to build up your get thicker skin and deal with those challenges as well. So that's been a real experience as a head coach, and probably a little that I won't miss, but the kids I will miss. And but I do, I just, you know, there's a lot with MNB Realty and Warner Beef and, you know, 1400 head of cows, and you know, I really love that part. And between real estate and coaching, it doesn't allow me a lot to the cattle side of things, and I, you know, I really miss that time with my kids. And I'm going to have girls in more than likely two different colleges that I, you know, I really need to go spend some time with them, and so I think it'll allow me to go do some more of that.